And welcome back to another episode of the Beginners SEO Podcast with me, Phoebe Gale from The Plan Success. Today's episode is going to be all about what happens when you kind of neglect SEO for a while. What will happen to your website? And then, probably more importantly, what to do if you have been neglecting your SEO and you've seen a drop off in organic traffic as a result. We're going to be talking about what you can do if sort of you come back to your website after maybe a year of thinking, I'm going to do SEO next week, and then never actually doing it. And trust me, we've all been there. And sort of what you can do to rectify that sort of decline in organic traffic that you probably experienced. We're not going to be focusing too much on what's happened, what you can do if you've experienced a drop in traffic overnight. This is specifically for what to do if you've been neglecting your organic traffic. I think I have got an episode way back when talking about Google updates and what to do if you have been hit by one, so please go check that out. But first of all, let's talk about what actually happens if you don't do SEO, because I'm against the grain in that I don't think you need to be doing SEO all the time. Once you've done your keyword research, once you've optimized your website, once you've got a good foundation in place, and you've sort of started working on your content strategy, you don't need to be worrying about SEO all the time. What I'm talking about is someone who perhaps never did any SEO, or perhaps they optimized their website, say, a few years ago, and then they put out a few blog posts, and they were doing really well, and they were generating leads. But then they just sort of tailed off because life gets in the way and you haven't put out a blog post for 6 months or a year or something. What happens? Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Phoebe, myself. I will tell you. One day I'd love to have a podcast post because talking to myself does get old. Anyway, basically what you'll probably likely see happen is just a gradual drop off in organic traffic and sort of your landing pages, your key money pages, that'd be that product page or a service page, they'll just slowly start to sort of sink to the bottom of Google. And that's because the likelihood is your competitors are keeping the SEO game. So they're going to constantly working to stay at the top, whereas you just sort of get forgotten about. And also, one of the big reasons that I do recommend people to sort of not, you know, you don't have to care about SEO every single day or every single week, but at least monthly, is because you are showing Google that you're a nice, fresh, up-to-date website. Google can see if there's been no changes done on your website in the past year. And imagine if you were a brick-and-mortar store and you had no stock in your website for a year and it was all dusty and yucky and no one ever cleaned it. What would people think? It's the same with your website. Google wants to see a nice, fresh, up-to-date website with the newest information, the most helpful, up-to-date information. So I do really recommend you keep it for those reasons. Another sort of thing you might expect to happen if you stop caring about SEO, you won't know what the new keywords are. You won't know how your search intent has changed. For instance, perhaps you work in the wedding floristry industry. A few years ago, it might have just been called wedding florist. But now, I personally, because I've got a friend who is a wedding florist, and she refers to herself as floral design. So that's a whole new keyword there. And if you're sort of wanting to keep targeting new customers, well, they're going to be using the word floral design when they're looking for Google. But if you haven't worked on your SEO in a while, then people typing in floral design aren't going to find your website. So it's really important to keep on top of your SEO so that you're aware of sort of the new keywords and you're refreshing your website with those. Another thing that will happen as well is you'll find your landing pages start to sink, not on top of your keywords. But also, if you sort of let your content strategy slide, and I don't mean like, you know, let it slide for a couple of months, I mean you literally haven't touched anything for a year or so. It goes back to that whole fresh content thing. Your blog, your information hub, wants to place you as a topical industry authority. So you know everything about florists in the UK. But if you haven't updated a blog post in the last 3 years on floristry in the UK, then how the hell is Google meant to trust you as a topical authority on the subject? So you'll find your blog post just sort of start to slide off the scale. So basically, what I imagine you might see on your Google Search Console which if you don't have that connected, please go get that connected. It's a really important source of free data for all SEOs and small business owners trying to do their SEO. On Google Search Console, you'll just see a sort of steady, slow decline of impressions and clicks going down. We do not want that, no. We want the other way up. We want impressions and clicks going up. So basically, it's just the process of dying a slow death. Now, now we've got that out of the way and why it's important to keep on top of your SEO, what can you do if you find yourself in the situation, which I think many people do. Like, let's be honest, you're a small business owner with a million and one channels you're trying to juggle, although please don't try and juggle a million and one channels. I just stick to, I have my podcast, I have Instagram, and then I sort of dabble on my website. But those are my main channels. So I want you to choose, perhaps it's your website and perhaps it's one of the social media channels, and that's it, okay? But imagine you've let your website channel sort of die a slow death. Your SEO, organic traffic, is sort of dying. What can you do? Well, luckily, you don't have to go about sort of redesigning the whole thing. I think a lot of people, they come back to an old website and they think, this sucks. The design looks really old. I hate it. Let's get rid of it and start again. No, don't do that. Please don't do that, because that will be seen as a site migration, a site redesign, and you will see a huge fluctuation in your rankings. So it might actually be a lot worse. Instead, what I want you to think is, imagine you're just giving the website a lick of paint. So in terms of sort of design, if you find the design really old, and you're thinking, but design's really important now for Google as a ranking factor. Yes, it is. But what you could do is sort of perhaps change the font to a more modern font. Fonts honestly have such big effect on website design. They really can transform it from a sort of old school looking website to a much newer, fresh font. Especially as well, if you're trying to like target a higher end market, your font has such a big impact. Honestly, like luxury style fonts, give a Google for luxury fonts and you'll see, and they just sort of, I don't even know the names of any of them because I'm not a designer, but they just ooze luxury. We just think, yeah, this is an expensive brand just from the font. Other things you could do for the design to freshen up quickly would be changing your main background color or new images. New images would go really way. And once we sort of got sort of our lick of paint design out the way, what I want you to do for each page, I'm really sorry, but I want you to redo your keyword research. Now, I don't want you to start from zero. I don't want you to do our process of see keyword research and then using sort of Google tools or paid tools. I've got a whole podcast episode on my favorite free SEO tools. Or please go check out my course where I teach you exactly how to do keyword research for free. The exact technique I use with corporate clients. Please go check that out. Or I've got free resources as well on my website. Download those to help you out. But keyword research is going to be a key important factor when you are refreshing the website, because like I said, the keywords may have changed slightly. So you're going to want to redo it to make sure that your keywords are still the relevant ones. So once you've done that for each key target page or landing page, and then we need to think about how you can refresh the copy and bring it back up into 2020. So this could be some new industry news about your product or your services. Perhaps you've got a new offering. Perhaps as well, you've got outdated offers on there. That's a real bad sign on websites. When people have, say, a 2022 Christmas special still live on the website, like, Google does not like that. So make sure you're deleting sort of old, irrelevant information, especially as well. I see this a lot on e-commerce sites. They'll create pages specifically for a 2022 Christmas offer. And it was specifically for 2022. It's not just a, you know, reoccurring Christmas offer, 2022 Christmas offer. And then they'll leave that page up. And so you've got this page on your website, which just looks messy. If anyone comes across it, they're just going to think your company is unprofessional. So please make sure maybe you review all your pages that you have on your website and get rid of all the ones which are completely outdated and you know you're never going to need them in the future. If you do need them in the future, perhaps what you could do is either no index them or leave them live and make sure no one can actually visit them without knowing exactly what the URL is. So I want you to be bringing your pages into 2024 with fresh, relevant copy. you know, up-to-date information, perhaps make as well check your terms and conditions and your privacy policy, make sure they're all up-to-date as well in 2024. Add in new relevant FAQs. This is another section where doing some keyword research would be really helpful, because perhaps you're selling a niche product. I don't know, you sell a male, what do you call those things that cut hair? Razors? Shavers? When they give themselves like a buzz cut, perhaps you sell one of those and you've got a really great feature on it, but people want to know how it works. So, you know, type that into Google, whatever, and see what kind of FAQs are coming up. People also ask, and maybe add those FAQs to your page. Make sure you're adding new interesting information. Sort of this, maybe I should have said earlier as well, but when it comes to refreshing your website, maybe you don't need to do the whole website. What I want you to do is go into Google Search Console and look at the data page by page. So on your performance tab on Google Search Console, click into performance and then click filter by page. And you can go through the pages and maybe zoom out to 6 months or 12 months and see, is each page either going up or are some pages going down? Because if pages are still going up and the organic traffic is still improving, maybe you don't need to touch them. I'm talking more about the ones which are obviously on that slow dying death. So please do go check out Google Search Console and sort of, you know, assess your data. I'm not really a huge analytics person or data person, because I think SEO is much more of an art and science combined, and you really need to think from a marketing perspective. And yes, data is important, but more than that, use your common sense, use your industry experience. So if you know that this product has changed or this service has changed a lot, but yet the page is still going up, use your common sense and think, okay, no, maybe it's fine for now, but maybe in a few months when everyone catches on about this service changing or this new service coming out, I need to change my page in advance. So please do use some common sense. Once you've done all your product pages and service pages, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say go back into Google Search Console and have a look at how your blog posts are doing. Are they going up? Are they going down? Or have some actually just fully died? Are you proud of all of them? So, I mean, when I say proud, I mean really, like, are you honestly hand on heart proud of that content? If you're not, refresh it or delete it. Deleting content on a website can really do wonders in refreshing it and getting it ranking, because if the content is crap, sorry to use that word, but yes, then you're bringing down your overall quality score. And Google's all about wanting the highest quality. That's what SEO is all about, remember. We want to create the best possible website that's the most useful and helpful for our target audience. So be honest with yourself. And if you can't be honest with yourself, find a very brutally honest teenager or friend or colleague and ask them, hey, what pages do you think are irrelevant on my website? And then get rid of them. Or perhaps they just need improving. So if you can see on Google Search Console that you've got a blog post about ways to cut down costs on floral design at your wedding, and you can see that it's starting to rank for a few queries here and there, have a think about how you could make that blog post better. Could you provide more detail? Could you provide more value? Don't be afraid of giving away tons of value in your blog posts, because the people that want to work with you will work with you. They're not going to not work with you because you've given away all your secrets. No, people work with you because they want to save time. They know you can do it better than them. The people that want to cut costs, really, they're never going to hire you anyway. Like, so it's fine, you know, like just focus on attracting your tribe. That's what I think with this podcast, and it works. People that want to work with me, come to me. So I give away all my information for free because I know there's plenty of people out there who will still work with me because they want to save time, or they just know that I can do it better than them. So yeah, I do urge you in your blog post to go into as much detail as possible. The final thing I want you to focus on when refreshing your website that you've just let linger in a corner crying by itself for years is to think about sort of just the backlink side of things and internal links. So on blog posts, make sure you're checking to see, have they all got sort of a link linking to it or from it, and is it still working? Broken backlinks is what we want to avoid, obviously. And that is kind of, I would say, everything. It's a short episode today, but I wanted to sort of pack enough in that you would find useful without getting bored. Because honestly, let's be honest, SEO can be boring. So that's all today. Like I said, if you need help with your keyword research, I definitely recommend checking out my course at theplansuccess.com. Or if you just want free resources because you're getting started on your journey, I've got a free resource on how to generate blog post ideas. I've also got a mini course on exactly how to optimize your homepage. And if you've got any questions, just hit me up on Instagram at theplansuccess. I'm always happy to chat and answer quick questions. So that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Goodbye.